So we're going to take a little while here, and we're going to have an interview with a homeowners association expert. And we're interested in your input if you'd like to visit with us. I'm a big believer in homeowners associations. So let me introduce to you Mr. Brian Links from City Property Management. Mr. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you today?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for taking the time out of your personal weekend time to visit with us and the listeners here at Rosie on the House.
I'm happy to be here, and thank you for giving us the time.
So. Well, you've been involved in the HOA and the community management world for a long time here in the Valley of the Sun.
37 years.
From where?
Well, 37 years, I should say. There's really been part of my time was spent in Wisconsin on condominiums, but okay. 25 years now here in Arizona working with HOAs, condominiums, and plan unit developments.
Fantastic. You know, one of the things I always tell people when I get queried a lot, now, new homeowners moving into Arizona, and the realtors or the mortgage company or the home inspectors will tip the homeowner off and say, no, you know, stay tuned to Rosie on the House, and I'll get calls from a lot of newcomers. And we get a lot of questions about homeowners associations. Share with us a little bit about how a person can get educated about their particular association.
Great. Well, first off, I'm also a member. My company was City Property Management Company, but I've been a president of the Arizona Association of Community Managers, AACM. I think that's an important acronym for all the listeners to know. First thing would be, when you're looking at an association, find out if it's managed by professionals from AACM. I'd hope it would be City Property, but any of my colleagues from the AACM, we have a code of ethics that we subscribe to. We have a professional standards committee that hold our feet to the fire to make sure that we solve problems, hopefully before we ever have to go to courts and involve lawyers and those types of things. So the number one thing I would tell you is hire and make sure that your association's managed by an AACM member for that professional standard. The second thing that I would tell you is, read, if you're buying a home on a resale, read the disclosure. There's very important information in the real estate disclosure that the management company provides to the buying party through the title company and sometimes directly to the buyer.
So I put an offer in on a home subject to a particular homeowners association. The homeowner association notifies me through my title company of disclosures pertaining to that residents in particular?
Let me explain. What happens is, as soon as you open escrow on the home, the title company notifies the HOA management company. Now, in some cases, if the HOA is self-managed, it's going directly to some board members or their staff.
Right.
I always encourage people, hey, professional management may be better. That may be a stumbling block right there. But
The
disclosure package is due to you as the buyer within 10 days of the time that the title company notifies the management company that you're a buyer. And so now you'll get this escrow package, and this escrow package has the reserve study. If there's no reserve study for the community, that's a red flag. It gives you the current year-end financial and the current financials for your community.
And the reserve is that rainy day fund should something happen in the community. You want to know the homeowners association is liquid enough to at least take care of its obligations or any surprises.
Absolutely, especially in a condominium, you're going to want to make sure, you know, that these reserves are funded in the high 80%, 90% of what the study says should be there. That's protecting you against special assessments. In the plan unit developments, those numbers can be lower. In the 65-75% funding to the reserve account can work in some cases because, again, they may be only taking care of some play structures and things like that. The more elaborate the community, the more the emphasis should be on those reserves. And then, of course, the next part is the CC&Rs, the articles, the bylaws, and then the rules and regulations of the community. Those are super, super important. And also, what is your lifestyle going to be? If you're going to move into this neighborhood now that and you're thinking, wow, my kids are now 8, 9, and 10, and we're going to get those quads and those boats, and we're going to get all those things. And well, am I able to store those at my house? or do I need to plan for an offsite storage area? Those things can be answered. You can also submit things to the HOA during that escrow period that I was just talking about and ask them in writing, can I do this? Can I have this here? And ask those questions. If you're building a new home and buying from the builder, then that situation is you're under a public report from the Department of Real Estate. But that's still important to get a hold of the CC&R's articles and bylaws. They're there from the first day the first home opens in a new subdivision, and read them. And then from the builder, who work with many of our professional management companies, seek approval. Seek approval for that boat. Seek approval for that gazebo you want to build. You want to build your dream house, and you want that giant waterfall for your kids to jump off of in the back, right? Make sure you can do that. There may be some restrictions in some subdivisions against those things. And now you can better be a more educated consumer about that. Even the new subdivision should have a reserve study and be setting something aside. And I think that's what's so important, is making sure that we read that information, that we have professional management, and not so much always, you know, enamored with, wow, I love the house, and then worry about how I shove the square peg through the round hole, right?
Well, so the two scenarios there you just took us through is, one, you're buying a new home in a new development with a new homeowners association that's probably being dictated, driven, and managed by the developer builder.
That's correct.
Then you've got the mature neighborhood that the developer builder has exited his position in the homeowner association, and now it's being run either by a local board or they've opted to reach out to recruit a professional service like you provide.
Correct. And even when they hire us, Rosie, the board is still the ultimate power. They give us our direction. We also try to train and guide boards to follow documents, follow state law, and all of those things. Like any industry, some do it better than others. But you're absolutely right. Those are the two scenarios. I just believe in the new subdivisions, the other thing, and the existing. One of the next most important things to do is be involved. Go to those meetings. When they have the annual meeting, go there. Listen to what they're saying. Ask questions. We as professional managers want the questions to be asked because we believe better educated people lead to happier homeowners in the long run. Don't blow off the annual meeting. And if there's a town hall meeting, get involved with your board. Maybe you want to go down and run for the board. I know some people say, I don't want any part of that. But at least go down and hear what they're doing at their meetings, so that you can say, hey, you know, I feel comfortable with this. And if not, we have statutes in the state of Arizona that allow homeowners to band together and recall their bad boards. If they're not responsive to the majority of people in their homeowners association, management, and the board, then maybe it is time for a change. And that's where, you know, call it revolution, call it, it needs a new way of doing things.
But well, now,
that's why the state legislature gave us that law and made it a little easier to do that.
The other day, I had to have a meeting in a part of town I wasn't familiar with, and I wanted to have a lunch meeting ahead of the meeting to kind of prepare for the second meeting, so I could kind of MapQuest that address, ask for the genre of food that I like, and it would give me restaurants in the area that I could see rated. Is there any kind of process like that as I'm considering buying into an HOA? How one HOA compares to another?
Unfortunately,
Cross network rating service?
There really is not one like that that rates the HOA. There are things like Yelp and those things that try to rank us as management companies and whatnot, but many times management companies, you know, at the pleasure of the board, so we're operating, you know, on what they're directing us to do. But no, unfortunately, there is not. However, the AACM is one where people could call if they're professionally managed by AACM and ask, have there been any complaints from that neighborhood or about that management company?
Okay.
And that's a good gauge right there. The other thing I tell people in a resale home is I would be asking the association, give me the history of that home for 2 years of how many violations have been written on it.
Oh, that would be a great question.
Yeah, because that tells me a little bit about if you look at your yard, you look at everything, and everything looks pretty good, but there was, say, 10 violations in 2 years, maybe that association's a little more aggressive than you wish to live with. And it just so happens that that's the case. There are some that are more aggressive and some that are less aggressive. It really is the tone of the neighborhood. And the people coming out to those meetings and voting, Rosie, that's how those things get influenced and changed, so that people know, hey, we can still have deed restrictions and not be too overbearing. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I think that's the word that everybody needs to think about, is the word reasonable. We always hear the horror stories, but when you look at some of our impact studies, 93% of the people that live in their homeowners associations are happy, and they do have some improved value over those who have not.
Talking HOA Reasonable with Mr. Brian Links of City Property Management. More right after this.
Hey, y'all. Rosie here. And, you know, as my vision is to be every Arizona home.